This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
New pilots and student pilots today can have gigabytes more information at their fingertips than pilots who learned to fly just a decade ago. But new access to more information challenges pilots to become better information managers. And one of the most basic skills of information management in the cockpit is radio technique. We're speaking today with CFI Cody Bias, an instructor pilot in the T-38 and a new AvWeb sponsor. Bias produces an online course for pilots called Sound Like an Airline Pilot. He's here to explain how it works. Cody, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk about your own flight experience and how that led you to create this product.
I've been flying T-38s almost 2.5 years now in the Air Force. And before that time, I had a little bit of a flight experience in general aviation while I was in college. And both in general aviation and the military, I've seen students get flustered in busy ATC environments where there's a lot of radio chatter. And because of that, you know, kind of getting flustered and a little bit behind the airplane, everything else kind of falls apart and the sortie or that flight go bad. So that's what my course is trying to basically cure, is that flusteredness with radio communication.
Now, there are plenty of courses out there. How does your course differ from those? What are the specific strengths that you feel are built into your product?
When I started out and I decided to make a radio communication course, I obviously wanted to do some research, and I went ahead and took a lot of these other courses to kind of see what they were all about. And in most cases, really, the other courses do one of two things. One, they'll either recite information that's already, you know, available through like the airplane flying handbook or the pilot's handbook of aeronautical knowledge, which, you know, that's important information for sure, but you can get it for free and you don't need to pay someone to regurgitate it for you. Another thing that they'll do is they'll just force you to kind of rote memorize just tons and tons of radio calls. You know, like they'll be like, okay, you're ready to take off and it's class D and this is what you should say. And then those kind of just rail off all these radio calls. What my course does is different than that. And it focuses on general principles that pretty much apply to all kinds of radio scenarios, 90 to 95% of them. And if you can just get those fundamentals that I lay out, the details and the specifics of the radio calls will take care of themselves.
Now, it's an online course. What format does it take? Help me understand how a student interacts with the course online.
Well, when they go to the website and they purchase the course, what's going to happen is they're going to receive an email with a link to the course, a username, and a password. And they're going to go and click on the link. They're going to enter their username and password, and they're going to log in, and they're immediately going to see that it's a video course, and there's 9 video segments. So you'll have the video, and you'll have the option to play there, and then along the left side of the screen, you'll have the menu bar to choose which segment you're going to watch, and each segment also has an accompanied notes that you can download, and you'll have a download notes button, and it's just sort of a takeaway product from the course that you can use as a study guide.
So who's it for? Have you targeted novice pilots or established pros?
To be honest with you, the course is for the wide spectrum of anyone who's a student pilot all the way up to people who've been flying for several years. When I was creating the course, I had sent it out to several pilots and to several students for free for them to kind of critique and ask questions and to let me know what they thought about it. And then from that information, refined the course and made it better. They all pretty much came back and said that they had learned something from it. And it was different depending on their experience level. But realistically, I think no matter who you are or what your flying experience is, you can benefit from taking the course.
Let's get into some examples. How does the program start? Where does it go? Give me an example of a few sections by title and content, if you would.
Sure. Yeah. It starts off with, why radio communication is important. And in that segment, I talk about, how you sound on the radio says a lot about the kind of pilot you are. And that's obviously very important. But also that, if you can master radio communication and it becomes something that's kind of second nature to you and you don't have to spend as much kind of time and brain, waves on, you're going to be able to concentrate so much better on other parts of flying that, you should be given more time. So that's one segment. I end the course with a lot of detail in IFR communication because I think a lot of people get a little intimidated by IFR communication, but I make it clear that it's actually pretty simple, and I break it down and explain it. Along the way, between those two things, I get into radio fundamentals, which I kind of talked to you about, and how it's kind of the foundation to the course. I get into understanding airspace, because if you can really understand the airspace system in the United States, then radio communication is a lot simpler and easier to understand when you understand kind of the big picture. I get into the finer points of radio communication, how to actually make every radio call clear, concise, and correct. And then I actually have a practice module where we kind of go through a hypothetical flight where we take off from an airport, and we practice, making radio calls where you'll pause the course, you'll make a radio call, you'll hit play, and then I'll say exactly what I would have said and why, and I'll kind of break down the individual radio call.
If you could boil it down to one sentence, what's the goal of the program? I mean to say that when a pilot's finished, what specific benefits do you expect them to see?
If you take the course, you will feel comfortable flying in any kind of airspace in any condition, whether the weather's good, whether you're IFR or VFR, whether, you have an emergency or not, you're going to feel a lot more comfortable, because radio communication should be second nature. And that's what the course makes it, is it makes it second nature to you.
Cost and availability?
The cost of the course is $99.95, and it is a 100% money back guarantee. If you don't like the course, not only am I going to refund you every dollar that you spent purchasing the course, but I'm also going to either send you a $25 check, or I'm going to pay you via PayPal for your time reimbursed. Because I honestly believe this is the best radio communication course in the world, honestly. And I will back that claim up with that guarantee.
We've been speaking with Cody Bias, creator of Sound Like an Airline Pilot, an online course designed to teach a mastery of aviation communication. You can find it online at airlinecom.com. That's airlinecom with two M's.com. And now for avweb.com, thanks for listening.
This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.